What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. I am Lo, here as always, with my boy, my doc, the snow buddy sensei.
Bow. It be chilly in this month. It's early in the morning. It's been a while since we recorded this early. Man.
All right.
I had to
real adultish.
Make sure I was up. We up on the man, we getting closer and closer to what was it? Them two old dudes, Walter Matthew and John Lemon.
I think it was John Lemon. I think you are, yeah.
Grumpy Old Man, was that the name?
Yeah, dog.
Next thing you, we're gonna be up at 4 a.m. fishing in the little outhouse.
Hey, one of the fishermen has on it in the vest with your hook, different hooks. I like to think of us more as Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in Heat.
Oh man, Heat. That movie had some heat. That motherfucker was 4 hours long. You had all characters in that movie.
That joint was so beastly. Like, that's still to this day one of like my favorite movies. I like them. That was like one of like the last for real like crime epics, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had to watch that. But I remember when that movie came out on cable, I had to watch it like 5 times to catch everything. I kept missing because we ain't had no DVR back then.
I think like the last time a recent-ish movie gave me them vibes was The Departed.
With Leo
and was anybody else from his Pussy Squad in there? Because you know that's what they call their little group, the Pussy Squad. Him, Tobey Maguire, and all them other dudes he friends with.
He the only one to stay acting.
I know, right? The rest of them dudes just be they just be out here being creeps.
I feel like Leo need to start up a child's like actors guild to help these up and coming child actors and not let them fall since he's been successful.
Yeah, he is. I guess he is the most successful child actor as an adult by far. Because most, like you said, most of them child actors end up fucked up.
Right, he stay acting. Like none of them, I can't even really name a few. I think I can only name a few that like stayed acting since they've been on TV. I think his star role was in Growing Pains, and then he was in that movie Critters 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, coming up.
Was he the one that sat down on the toilet and the screen went black and they was eating him from his booty hole?
No, he survived in that movie.
Oh, okay. Because you know what scene I'm talking about, right?
In part 3, I can't remember, man. Part 3 was so terrible, it was hard to watch.
You know what? It might not have been part 3, but it was like part 2. It was one of them, but man, like, you saw the fucking critters in the toilet. It's like, you know, making like the little stupid ass critter noise. And that little boy sat down, dog, and that screen went black, and you just heard, you just heard the motherfucker turn his ass up. I was, man, dog, that shit scared, man. Hey, dog, hey, if I can be frank, I know that shit ain't real. That shit still kind of like makes me kind of cringe thinking about it now.
Your toilet is open to the sewer. You don't know what's going to grow. You can get a snake up your head.
Nigga, right.
Like, what is that?
Pause. Hey, yo.
Water snakes, they come through the pipes too. I didn't mean to scare y'all, but yeah.
Yeah, what was hey, speaking of which, dog, since we kind of sort of all cock talk in a way, what was that? You posted something earlier this week, was talking about man, I forget his name, but he did the song Sledgehammer and what it was really about.
Did I post that?
Well, you put it in the group chat.
Oh, no, I gotta go find it.
Yeah, our man who did this on Sledgehammer, and then you was basically, I thought everybody knew that the song was about him talking about his dick. Clearly, I was wrong.
Man, I know that's probably some post to go.
Hold up, let me Peter Gabriel.
Oh, I posted it because a little kid, I didn't even see the thing at the bottom. You just saw him singing, so I posted the R. Kelly song. I had no that's business true. Saying, yeah, I didn't know the slash. I was like, oh, I see what you're talking about.
Yes.
My mind's telling me no. Man, I want to know what everybody's song was that got them going though back then. I know when New Edition, If It Isn't Love come on, I know everybody getting up dancing. You sweating by the end of that song.
Oh, you talking about what get the party started? Or I thought you were talking about sexy time at first.
No, we'll get the party jumping. Like, we'll get you, like, your blood boiling. Like, damn, I got to get done. Like, if it is, and y'all doing the dance steps, or trying to at least.
Yeah. I think New Edition, for a lot of people, New Edition, BBD, probably like some guy, Heavy D, for people like our parents' age, probably got them going. Man, you know what? A song that used to get me going, and this was like back when we was like in junior high, I think, when this happened. Yes, I think they broke up after this. But was that Jodeci Get On Up? Because Jodeci was normally doing like the ballads or whatever, but that was like one of like the first up tempo Jodeci songs I liked.
Hey, Jodeci had me cracking up, man. Like, but before I ain't really notice it, but with the older you get, you start looking back on Jodeci, that was like this thug singing R&B.
Mm-hmm. My man, but kind of like to tie it into like what get the blood pumping. My man Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, he said Jodeci get his blood pumping too when he in the gym, but he be listening to that freaking you. And he says, I don't know the name of the song, but it go every time I close my eyes, and that just get me going in the gym.
Every time I close my eyes. I can't lift to that. They make you do that foot stomp move. Like, you know, you sitting down and in the class.
Yeah. The only time I'm able to listen to slow songs in the gym is like when I'm trying to just do like time under tension. Otherwise, it ain't going to work.
Right. Every time I close my eyes. I can see why, but that's what it was. Because you sing with these groups when they come out. Like, ain't nobody really doing that except like a couple people you're probably singing with. But when them songs come on, you like that picture I posted in the group.
When?
No, I'm just saying, like, everybody. Hey, tell me.
Oh, okay.
Y'all can't lie to me and tell me y'all ain't singing these old songs. They pop on. You in the car, you turn this shit up to 100.
They'll try, man. If everybody got, like, for me, for real, another song that get me going always whenever I heard is like that Celly Cell is going down. Like, that shit make me want to just go ahead and just vibe out, man.
Shit, it's cause shit. Bobby Brown had a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, well, you can always play with like one of the slides and get the party started.
Oh, yeah. At least.
And it's just like, even it started off with older black people, but even people our age, the middle-aged crowd or whatever, we kind of like, I don't know if just as a sign of us getting washed or something, we get kind of excited to do the slides now and then. Of course, like the kids come out or whatever, and they just jump in too.
Man, I'm sorry, I will never do them slide songs.
Never? You ain't, well, never or not since you've been an adult.
Not since I've been a kid. Like, it was cool then, but it's just like, yeah, I'm like, it's too many moves, man.
Hey, they be calling them out the whole time, though.
Dude, yeah, I do the Charlie Brown. I'm like, I ain't know Charlie Brown had a dance move.
Hey, you know.
Side to the ref, left foot up, left foot down, side to the ref. I'm like, damn, man. What?
To me, it's better than the OG, the electric slide. Because the electric slide, like, they weren't calling out no moves or whatever. You was just having to actually learn the damn dance. I remember they taught me that shit in school, man. In fucking sixth grade, they was teaching us how to do that shit. Yes, we had a black music teacher.
Shit, we was, Electric Slide. That's the old wedding. Mm-hmm. Dance, and I was like the child. Oh, man, I said bye is now when they turn their music on.
Hey, if you can't two-step to it, you done.
Yeah, Jamie, like, you gonna do them? Like, hell no, I ain't doing this to this.
you ain't gonna go out there and whip it nay-nay with your daughter.
Hell no. I don't even think my daughters do them. Well, they did the nay-nay. I don't even know what the new dance move is yet.
I mean, just go on TikTok. I'm sure you'll find me. That's how I find out. I'm just asking my son. But he be trying. Oh, you know what the new dance is a throw baby dance.
What?
Throw baby. You ain't heard that song? Throw baby. Throw baby.
You was talking about last time. I ain't know it had it. Now you dance to that.
Nigga, I'll send you the YouTube clip or whatever. It looked kind of, as the kids say, sus. So I probably won't be doing it. But
what the fuck does that mean? Now, I've been hearing that a lot too.
What, sus?
Yeah.
Suspect.
Oh no! See, we're not gonna do that. Hey. Say the whole word because I'm thinking that's like a word that's like because I was thinking it was sis, but they say sus.
We ain't doing sis, man, because I don't want to talk about them gender roles. People get real bad.
You don't know no more. I don't know what to call y'all. Can I call bro? I'm sis and shit. I don't know. I'm going to hit up Dwayne Wade.
Oh man. Come on, man.
Yeah, how should we address people in 2000?
Hey, shout out D-Wayne. Shout out Zaza. I believe that's his daughter's name. Don't say nothing. We moving on. Don't say nothing. We moving on. Don't
say like Dwayne Wade and came out the closet with her. Oh, God. He just started dying his hair. Went, and you'll never see what's the name in the videos with him no more. Gabrielle. This dude up here looking like you just want to take a racket upside his head because that's what his head looked like, a tennis ball. And he came out, that's all you saw because the sun was out bright and reflecting on the top of his head. Like, what? Why the tennis ball just floating in the air like this?
It make you want to take a tennis racket to D Wade's head
because it looked like a damn tennis ball. You see nothing else.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure you're not talking about his daughter because I don't need that type of heat. Okay, D Wade, cool. You can talk about him.
I ain't talking about.
No.
But hold on, though, man. Come on, man. We gotta play devil's advocate right now. Because.
Gender
was discovered when you were born, and they said you was a boy. But
you sound like Cat Williams there for a minute. You a boy, Damon?
You legally a boy, so you can legally change yourself to a girl on paper. Your social security and everything is male, but. I mean, look, if you could change your gender, man, I should be able to legally change something else to give me some more money. I don't know.
What would you want to change, though? It's just on paper. Because they also changing their appearances, too.
Right, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, something ain't right with, like, this legal shit in the government, man.
It's legal shit. That might be the name of the episode. This legal shit.
Changing your whole gender and appearance and on paper and your social security, that's not you. So how can you claim your stuff when you walk? They don't look like you no more. You can provide they got you down on record with your driver's license and everything. Like, so do they got to go in and change all that shit? What if you get tired of being a girl? And well, you want to go being a boy?
I mean, I would hope that they have thought this through, because for most people who I've heard talk about this, and I'm by no means an expert, but most people who I have heard talk about this who have went through like the gender reassignment and everything, they will tell you, or they told me, that they always felt like the opposite sex. Like, even when they were, you know, younger, they always felt like they were a, you know, they was a boy, or they were a girl, or whatever. Just, you know, they just never identified with the sex that they were born with.
But still, though, when they handed out these stimulus checks, who get it? You two different people right now.
Hold on, dog. Nah, man. You know, come on. You being stupid now. You know they just gonna get one check.
No. I'm just saying, you gonna get one at all? You two different people. They don't know.
You gonna get the check in whatever the government legally has you down at the last time you paid taxes.
But you, the last, okay. So you pay taxes as Michael 1 year, and then now you paying taxes as Michelle the next year. They can be like, man, who the fuck? I'd have threw all the papers up in the air.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know what? Hey, dog, that's pretty good. We need to start doing skits, man, because that would have been actually kind of funny if somebody did like a cartoon of you just doing that voiceover, just like, man, I just threw the papers all in the air.
Like, fuck it, man. This motherfucker's changing themselves. I don't know who's who.
This nigga said they don't pay me enough to deal with this.
Oh, man. That's what I be thinking about. I don't care what you are. You
thinking about some ignorant shit.
Because I'm just sitting here like, how the fuck the government supposed to know? You can easily, I could kill you as Michael and get away with it as Michelle. I don't know. Shit, Michael did that shit.
Look at this, sound like a motherfucking Ashley Judd movie.
What movie? The Spider's Web or whatever?
What was that? Oh, yeah, that one that did like Double Jeopardy.
Right, man. See that? That's what I be thinking about, because I'd be like, that don't even make no damn sense. So, Caitlyn Jenner didn't win no medals.
No, Caitlyn didn't win medals. Bruce won the medals. I mean, as far as I'm understanding it, because I don't think that those are two different people. Like, we saw Bruce, and then Bruce went away, and now Caitlyn has replaced Bruce.
And this motherfucker just looked like Willem Dafoe with long hair. Nah.
I feel like, hey, man, you know what, dog? You know what? Hey, man, just keep talking, man, because I'm just real. Because you know what? My bad for trying to go ahead and for trying to silence you earlier, because I forgot who I was talking to. Of course, you're not coming at it from like any bigoted standpoint. You coming at it just from an ignorant nigga standpoint, just like you just legit don't understand.
I don't. Like, I be thinking, like, in my mind, like, cross paths, like, you just two different people.
I'm just trying to figure out.
It's like DC identity crisis.
Okay. Tie in. Now, what was the real identity crisis in there, other than the fact that they was mind wiping people?
All right. I love DC. Right. And I got to say, like, the story was good up until you figure out the real person that was behind it.
And then her reasoning behind it, too.
I read this shit. I mean, this dude's wife was fucked up. That's what she got everybody
like
killed.
His wife was, like, legitimately, like, crazy, wasn't she?
Well, Doc, you know Dr. Lighthead raped her.
No, that was Sue Denby. I'm talking about Jean Laurie, the Adams wife. Hey, y'all, we getting into nerd talk, by the way. No emails this week, thanks.
Yeah, that's the bitch that got raped in Identity Crisis. And
Adams Jean wife. Jean Laurie ain't get raped. Look, that was elongated man's wife, dog.
No.
Yes, nigga, go back and no.
Oh, shit.
No. Nope.
Oh, shit. And identity crisis. Damn, I spelled identity wrong.
Because the way the story kind of like turned out, like we found out that he had, and then that's when, and then they, that's when Zatanna first did the first mind wipe, because she kind of like damn near lobotomized Dr. Light, and then Batman caught them, and then that's when they had to do like that lightweight mind wipe on Batman.
And he actually, it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work because he fucking Batman, and he'd have built their protocols for everything, because. Hey, Batman was the first Stone Cold Steve Austin, dog, because he was on that don't trust anybody shit so hard.
Man, he was, the Flash was, and then was talking about, you know, the Batman was in the corner standing in the dark, and they thought, they was like, I hope he didn't remember the mind wipe.
Shit. Batman remember everything.
And Flash turned around, Batman was staring at him. Like, I know what y'all motherfuckers did. That's why I got my brother. That's why we went to Infinite Crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's up, dog? What did you find anything?
Bolt is shot wounded by his wife, Sue is murdered in their apartment. So I told you the Adam's wife was raped.
Wait a minute. Sue, who did they say got raped
in their apartment?
So, but that was at the beginning of the story. B, they still had to go back. They had to go back and do like the backstory, and then Ralph was talking about how Sue got raped.
Did Dr. Light, was he called Bolt originally?
Bolt.
They thought he was the murderer.
Yeah. Yeah, because all the heroes like converged on him, and that's when because he had hired Deathstroke to protect him, remember?
So he did rape Sue, didn't he? But he didn't murder her.
Yeah, nigga, we talking about rape and murder. You said he raped the Adam's wife.
I thought it was the Adams. I don't remember. I read this story a long ass time ago. It ran together.
Oh, now it's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Anyway.
It was a foggy night.
I might reread this motherfucker, even though.
Even though you know what's gonna happen, but it's still nice to go back and reread them stories, though. It's kind of like watching old TV shows; like you kind of like sort of noticing shit.
Yeah, I tried, man. I had to stop with Marvel and they re-release the X-Men, because when they started doing the sword stuff, I was like, "Nah, I'm good."
Mm-hmm. Did Apocalypse die in there?
I can't even remember. They going back to their crazy shit. Like, see, you stuff. I thought there was gonna fix the universe.
Since we talking about like comic books, I do have something that happened earlier that happened this week. Or it might have been late last week. But man, these motherfucking Marvel Comics fans is pissed off at Dan Slott.
Why?
Man, because Dan Slott is fucking with some he's fucking with the continuity, man, majorly. So Invisible Woman and Reed Richards' son, Franklin Richards. He's always been known as a mutant, man. But here recently, in one of the, I think it was Powers of X, they had Charles Xavier basically tell him that he is not local on Krakoa because he is not a mutant. He just used his powers to kind of like make it mimic his DNA to look like mutant DNA. But Charles is like, you were never a mutant, so no, you're not welcome on Krakoa.
That makes sense though.
But because I was always trying to figure out, well, wait a minute, how the fuck did he get mutant DNA? But his parents ain't mutants technically. Which Marvel played with that shit a lot, dude. Because I'm like, dude, how the fuck is Spider-Man? Spider-Man is a mutant. I mean, to me, Spider-Man a mutant. Invisible, like the whole Fantastic Four, those are mutants, but they not classified as mutants though. I don't get it, dog.
Are they mutants or they just radiation? Like, well, I guess mutants, and that's what, well, I said. Like Marvel, you know, and these shit, like at least DC, they metahumans.
I guess you could, yeah. Everybody just a metahuman, no matter if you, because most, but Because even if you was just born like that, or if you end up having to get your powers by some kind of like happenstance, that's why I wish that they would just do like with the mutants, because they be having the mutants out here on the motherfucker island by themselves, dog. Like I'm, and I know who was that, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, or was it just Stan Lee? But one of them was like, yeah, you know, when we were writing X-Men, we started creating a team or whatever. We basically had the civil rights movement in mind, like Charles Xavier was Dr. King and Magneto was Malcolm X. And it's kind of like, that's the reason why you always see the X-Men get shit on, even back in like the 90s TV show or whatever. It's just like, dude, these motherfuckers look normal though. Majority of them look normal, but as soon as y'all find out that they mutants, it makes them different or whatever. Like, what the fuck is up with that?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I guess we can go ahead and segue, dog, to talk about Gargoyles, because Gargoyles was niggas too. Yeah, we were low key.
Gargoyles good, man. He's good, but some of the stuff in there is just like,
It's good up until, I'm going to say like halfway through that second season. Then it started to be like, okay, man, y'all really trying to drag this shit out.
That's what Goliath.
Man, Goliath was on that motherfucking island. That island where he was separated, it was just him and his daughter. And then, what's the chick name? Elisa?
Gamora? Oh, Eliza.
Yeah. And then Damona somehow showed up with Macbeth. But they was on, because they had that eye of something, and they was just time traveling and going all around the world and shit.
That's just us. See,
that's bad.
Why is that season? Damona and them, like, I'm tired of Damona and Macbeth, man. They do it the same fucked up shit. I'm like, see, shit,
that
whack.
Season did not need to be 52 episodes, dog. That was like that was the biggest cash grab I had ever seen.
I was like, man, it's just this Macbeth and Damona storyline. Let's do something new.
Exactly, but they kept on dragging that shit on like the motherfuckers would fight, because they already didn't trust each other, and they would just fight, and then somehow, some way, something would happen where they'd be like, oh damn, we need to go on ahead and team up again.
Well, the reason why they didn't trust each other didn't make any sense either. It's like they didn't change the script. Like, he was going to agree to kick the gargoyles out, and she was out there listening, and he tried to take it all back, so he was lying.
Mm-hmm.
We were gonna accept you. I'm like, no, you weren't. And then Wally's motherfucker, only one gargoyle got the damn Scottish accent.
Because they couldn't afford to hire too many Scots to do the voiceovers.
Man, I looked through the voiceovers, man. That's a dude on there doing like six voices. Man, they could have had that dude do everybody else. I'm sitting here like, yeah. And then Goliath, man, he get beat up. He be get tossed around.
Dude, he be getting so fucked up for him to be as big and powerful as he is. But Goliath had like a little bit of that Martin Luther in him too. So I guess you can look at Gargoyles and make the same kind of analogy with the civil rights movement. You have Goliath being Martin Luther. He just like, look, man, we need to be more peaceful. We need to figure out how to work with humans. And then you got Damona like, nah, fuck that. These motherfuckers ain't shit. We need to kill them because we the motherfucking master race.
Is that why Malcolm got shot up?
Nah, Malcolm got shot up. What? Allegedly. Now, there is a documentary on Netflix if you would like to watch.
I've been trying to, but there's so much shit to catch up on.
Malcolm got capped because he fell out with the nation of with the FOI, Fruit of Islam, and he got on the bad side of Elijah Muhammad. And while nobody, I mean, people are saying, I don't know what happened one way or another. I'm telling you what people are saying. Majority of accounts will say that Elijah Muhammad put the hit out on him, but then you have people who are still in the FOI was like, nah, the minister Muhammad would never do anything like that or whatever. He kind of like exiled Malcolm from the FOI and kind of like sent him on the sideline for a minute. And then people are saying that it was just like rogue members of one of the mosques. I think it was like Mosque 45 or something in New York who took it upon themselves to kill Malcolm.
And they got away with it. That's why I don't even mess with them. Mother.
I think the dude, well.
He got shot by everybody.
Man, you know, and I believe we talked about this kind of sort of on the podcast before, but I think it was just like just a simple thing or whatever, like police coming and they trying to talk to a predominantly black crowd, and because black people don't trust the police, or it's just been indoctrinated in us to not talk to the police or not trust the police for whatever reason, majority of the time through stuff that they did. Yeah, we just be like, nah, I ain't telling you shit. Even if I know, because how many times we just seen it where it's like, dude, everybody on this block know who the fuck did this shit. And ain't nobody seen nothing. But it's just kind of like people just like, man, look, I fear the people who I live with or live around more than I do the police. So I ain't gonna say nothing because y'all ain't gonna be here when this motherfucker come and try and kill me next for talking.
So it is what it is.
Yeah. Let me go ahead hear some more of your thoughts on Gargoyles.
Man, I still gotta finish it, but like I said, and then the Mona, man, she human, so she weak right now. She shouldn't be tossing up nobody.
Yeah. I don't think she's technically able to keep that strike when she's in human form, but you know, when she just kind of like comes back, you know, when the sun go down and she transform again, she gets all her gargoyle's powers back.
But usually, like, when they get weak, they sleep and turn into stone. And then they come back all strong, but how's she getting stronger as a gargoyle? She ain't getting no rest.
I think, I don't know, maybe she's still getting them properties of being in stone, because like when they get wounded and shit too, and they be like, okay, cool, like I just need to go ahead and just, you know, sleep during the day, and then it'll be healed up when I, you know, unless they lose like an appendage or something. I don't think anything like that like grows back. I don't think they ain't got that in the mix.
No, this show is kind of wacky, and the reason why the dude started writing, you know, he ain't getting no royalties from that show either.
That's wild, dog. But, Dave Chappelle tried to tell y'all niggas.
He said the only reason why the show got canceled is because nobody was watching it, because the OJ trials was going on, and all the ratings, it was taking over their prime programming time. And then I think Power Rangers had came out around that time too.
Yeah,
he said, and everybody was flocking to that, but in their time frame, they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't keep up, so they canceled the show. They wouldn't get nobody was watching it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's the OJ Simpson trial.
Google this. OJ do it again.
He got away with murder.
Yep. Hey man, that's why I be telling people, like, people be getting mad because they're like, man, Trump ain't gonna end up going to jail, man, he gonna get pardoned and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, dude,
you getting pardoned for
that? Well, it's some talk about if Trump can pardon himself, but just like I told you, because I was arguing with somebody on Facebook, I'm like, how the fuck can he pardon himself? I'm like, why would he even pardon himself if y'all saying that these people are lying on him and it's not true? And then they like, well, Democrats are gonna go into the Democrats are gonna go in there and they're gonna spin like such a big web of bullshit that the judge is gonna believe them. And I'm like, but that's not how courts work, though. They gonna have to present some evidence that he did this shit. They can't just go in there and do like some hearsay shit or whatever. Like his damn legal team is doing with this damn bullshit election fraud stuff, because nigga, they done had 40 cases. 39 of them have been thrown out. Like, the judge has been like, so y'all got any evidence? And the lawyers are like, no, but we strongly believe that some voter fraud did happen. And then they're like, okay, do you, at one point, I think in the one in Arizona, they actually asked the lawyers, they was like, do you believe voter fraud happened? And the lawyers, they had to nut up at that point. They were like, no, sir, we do not believe it happened because we have lack of evidence. Now, these are Trump's lawyers saying that. Because motherfuckers is gonna get disbarred. You can't be in court lying like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these motherfuckers talking about some Trump should pardon himself, and then I've heard the thing that Trump is going to leave office and basically turn over the last few weeks of the presidency to Mike Pence, and then he's gonna tell Mike Pence to pardon him.
Mike Pence ain't gonna do that, because Mike Pence ain't said a word since he in the last 4 years. Don't think he sit there and smile, that big ass smile on his face. He said not a word. He didn't do that. Y'all was talking about why Joe Biden didn't do nothing when Obama was in office. What the fuck is Mike Pence?
What the fuck is any vice president doing?
Right. But especially, you heard from Joe Biden as a vice president, but I forgot about that. I forgot this motherfucker Trump had a vice president.
Nigga, Dan Quayle did more than Mike Pence.
Right. Like, Mike Pence is, like, quiet. Like, he just in the background, like,
it's like, that motherfucker stroking a damn cat like Dr. Claw.
I'm just calling that Trump hunter. He got that Bill Cosby look on his face. Like, J-E-L, that look. That's how he looking standing in the background, man. I'm like, damn. Because sometimes where I'd be like, who the fuck is Mike Pence? It's like Trump's, oh man.
You're like, Mike Pence, I heard that name before.
Oh, that motherfucker with the Bill Cosby smile.
Hey, now I'm pitching Pence. Somebody need to Photoshop Pence in one of them motherfucking Coogi sweaters, dog.
Oh, yeah.
That shit will be good. Hey, man, shout out Coogi, man. Are they still in business?
I don't even know. Ever since Biggie Small died, nobody rapped about it.
I used to love rocking Coogi back in like the early 2000s, because that's when I had a job and I could afford the shit, because my mama wasn't buying me.
Dang.
Are you familiar? Go ahead.
What's with the voting fraud though, all of a sudden? Like, because it was the mail-in votes. Is that what he's saying is voter fraud?
Yeah, dude. Well, you know, he was already saying before the pandemic, I think last year sometime, he just started talking about some, you know, if I lose, that they cheated me, right? That was basically his whole argument. If I lose, they cheated. If I win, then it wasn't no cheating going on. Because these motherfuckers don't want to talk about Russia having, like, whatever they, like, little hacking or whatever and stuff like that they did in 2016. But so, now, all of a sudden, these same people who was telling us that Rush ain't do nothing, y'all sore losers, they all of a sudden also, he got cheated. This is ridiculous.
Shit, if that's the case, the governor of Missouri should have lost. Who was cheating?
Right. Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Nigga, if we was cheating, we would have got motherfucking Mike Parsons up out of here. We would have got fucking Josh Hawley out of here, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham. It would have been so many damn Republicans who would have got the boot, too. So that's why it don't hold any weight.
It was like 30 million black people that voted that didn't vote when Hillary was running. That's all it was. Yeah, I don't think any Russian hacker would have said that every black person would have voted.
Right. And then, yeah, you had minorities just turning out everywhere. Latinos, well, you had a shift of you had Latino women who voted Democrat. You still got these Latino men, man. Something wrong with these Latino men. Because these motherfuckers think that they white, dog. I swear they vote Republican all the time because they think Democrats are going to bring back communism.
What did they think Trump was doing with that wall?
Nigga! That's why I think these motherfuckers brave. They think that they white, dog, because most Latinos, especially Latinos in Florida, they can't pass for white. They go so far as to even changing their real last name to be something else. Because it's a new
Latino heritage. Like, is so much special than, never mind. Go ahead.
It is a dude. It's a dude who is on it's a sports show, radio show, the Dan Le Batard Show, ESPN. Me and him go back and forth almost weekly because I'd be like, nope, you won't. I'd be on Twitter and him like, nope, you want some bullshit or whatever. Like, nah, you hate your race, you a bitch ass nigga. His name is Michael Ruiz. He calls himself Mike Ryan. And the reason why he calls himself Mike Ryan is because According to him, when he was in school, people would make fun of him for having a last name Ruiz, or they would say it's hard to pronounce, which I don't know how the fuck Ruiz is hard to pronounce. You got to just not know how letters work. So he was like, I'm changing my name to Mike Ryan.
Yeah, he grew up as a bitch.
Dog, that's some bitch shit or whatever, dog. Cause like, you gonna let these motherfuckers change you like that or whatever? And it's just like, nah. And then, you know, he's like big on like, well, you know, motherfuckers so damn afraid of Castro being brought back. And it's like, I don't, like, y'all do realize that the motherfucker trying to do the communism is currently in office, right? In the United States, and y'all voted for him again.
Man, they tripping. They gonna bring Castro back, man. If y'all don't sit y'all asses down, the only way Castro will come back is if you let the motherfucker come back.
Well, let some black people talk about motherfuckers bringing slavery back. Everybody throw their hands up. Nigga, it's more of a chance of slavery coming back than communism making an appearance in America.
Mm. They gonna get shot up trying to enslave people.
Nigga,
Then I heard he tried to get the governor to reverse the votes in Georgia.
Yeah, he's tried that too.
I'm like, okay, now that's cheating, dog. Dude, I mean, like, y'all people that was crying about wearing the mask and holding up Michigan and stuff like that, that's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody voted legit. I wouldn't vote. Everybody voted.
Dude, I think they even now, which apparently he on the outs with William Barr now, who runs the DOJ. He's on the out. William Barr's on the outs with Trump because he came out and he had the nerve to tell the damn truth and be like, "Hey, look, y'all, we done looked into this. There is no significant evidence of election fraud." And Trump lost his fucking shit. Trump like, so now Trump talking about he gonna fire William Barr. But I'm like, nigga, you only in office for a couple more weeks. Like, but it's just like a petty revenge tour for Trump at this point.
I guess his firing don't work the same as a regular workplace that you gotta have. So you gonna fire him over insubordination?
Basically. We gonna know it's insubordination because it's basically like he was your guy until he came out and told the truth, and the truth hurt you because the truth hurts Trump. Trump don't like hearing the truth, dog, about nothing when it got to do with him.
I'm just ready to get that bitch up out the school system because she's stupid as hell.
Man, there was so many educators that are so happy that Betsy DeVos is going to be leaving, dog. They like,
write her a letter like, get your bitch ass out the office. Thank you. You gone.
Because a lot of these motherfuckers, man, ain't being nothing but no more. Shit, it ain't safe outside. No. A lot of these people have been, I don't know, man, they just, the past 4 years, because some shit came out about her recently that she's got like a couple yachts that she's had deemed government transportation, so that way she ain't got to pay personal property tax on them.
Mm.
It's just like these motherfuckers out here being like grifters and shit like that or whatever, and that's what makes me so mad about Republicans nowadays, because they be seeing this shit and they be like, "What's wrong with that?" I'm like, nigga, you know what's wrong with it? Because if a Democrat would do that shit, y'all would be singing a totally different story. I don't like that shit, dog. I don't like when you see it one way for somebody that you like, and then you see it another way for somebody who you don't like.
And then we get that other cat up out of there for that net neutrality. I hope Biden reversed that too.
Very good. What was the point of them trying to overturn this shit?
You know why? Them data cats, my guy. That's what it is. They could charge you for that. So you know, I ain't mentioning no cable companies' names, but them contracts is coming up. So if they have the option to not renew it, they could charge you bandwidth on the cat. They cap you and then change your whole internet plan to ultimate something. You're paying you didn't go from paying 60 to paying, because you remember when AT&T had the data cap?
Yeah.
So, and then the net neutrality like kept them from doing that. They can go back to that because Verizon already doing it in other states. That's why they wanted the net neutrality. They doing a data cap in other states. So I'm like, these people that be playing video games like myself online be hurting.
Everybody just, man, why everybody trying to fuck over just the just fuck over like the you know, the working man, dog. I thought these people were supposed to represent us, but it seems like every time they put something in play, it hurts the working people and pushes them down and just serves to elevate them and their friends.
Oh, no. I'm mad they let this Verizon dude that he hired smooth talk him into doing it. He knew, I knew exactly what he was about to do. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers that subscribe to Verizon Internet, I'm about to be fucked. I don't know, man. I don't know why they do that to the working man. And they like, oh, it's going to help the economy. No, it's not. It's filling your pockets.
Shit. Right. All right. Are you familiar with the rapper Casanova?
I'm not your Casanova. You talking about this rapper Casanova?
Yeah, he's from New York. Not to be confused with the LaVert classic. Casanova.
You know what? I'm not about to entertain that. I'm not about to entertain a rapper named Casanova.
Hey, go ahead, dog. Wait a minute. Hold on now, because the story getting kind of good. I'm not familiar with any of his music. I mean, I know of him only because I remember him and Tekashi was going back and forth beefing with each other.
Yeah, he found dead or something.
Nah, he wasn't found dead, nigga. The feds found, nigga. The feds. I think they put like a RICO case on him. Kind of like the same thing they did with Tekashi, nigga. The feds was on Twitter on the official FBI account. Why they post this nigga picture and say don't run, we coming for you, surrender. They posted this nigga picture, dog. The feds posting your picture on social media. I cannot think of a more scary thing to happen.
That's why I don't be on social media like that, see? And did they post a Booker T meme behind it?
That's what I was. go ahead.
Dope, bro. Fuckers.
Booker with them eyes all booked. Tell me you didn't just say that. Hey, remember when him and Goldust was a motherfucking tag team?
I ain't gonna never forget because he did that little Star Wars thing with the lightsaber.
I'm about to get medieval. I'm like Obi Buck Kenobi.
Hey, in the rock, man.
Hey, what they left? What? Hey, man. Booker T. Well, and you know, I can't even say they have Booker T playing a character, dog, because that's him.
Yeah, man. That shit had. I'll never forget. When I saw that for the first time, I'm like, oh. I wish I had a DVR back then.
Nigga. Hey, man, and then his voice, dog, he just sounded like just your typical country dude who just like whatever.
Well, all them wrestlers had to learn like that voice, man.
That Christian Bale Batman voice.
Because
they gotta sound tough.
What's up with Lex Luger, man? This dude been in a wheelchair.
I'm gonna say Lex Luger look like he gonna die any moment, which I mean, hell, any of us could. Like, was he like? Did he get like hurt like doing his bodybuilding stuff, or did he get hurt in the ring?
I think that's what he looked like without the steroids at the beginning. When he stopped doing the steroids, I think that's what. Okay, he forgot how to walk and everything. I don't know.
Damn, dog. Well, you know, I mean.
He got that organization for the wrestlers, after Chris, what happened to Chris Benoit? Didn't he kill? You know, he killed Mr. Elizabeth, didn't he?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Did he? I knew they were fake, dog. Hold on. You about to be like Norm Macdonald on The View talking about some Bill Clinton killed a man. Y'all know nothing about that? Hey, why you looking that up? Speaking of Norm Macdonald, see, this will happen when y'all don't email us. We be going all over the place. Like, it was an interview that Conan O'Brien had, like, back in the day. This is, like, early Conan O'Brien, like, in the early 90s. Back when he had that show on NBC. But what's that chick, Courtney Thorne-Smith, was on there? And Norm Macdonald was on there, too. So Courtney was talking about a movie that she was doing with Carrot Top. Yes, nigga, that Carrot Top. And Norm was like, oh, my God, that's career poison.
You better watch out, man. You know, Carrot Top was in the gym at the time. He was like a swole.
Hey, that motherfucker was like, shit. And then Conan was like trying to keep it together the whole interview. And Courtney was looking kind of mad. But Conan trying to keep it together. And then he was like, well, tell us more. That's my fake ass Conan O'Brien. Courtney, tell us more about your movie with Carrot Top. Ignore Norm, please. And Courtney's like, well, you know, the movie is called Chairman of the Board. And then Conan was like, yeah, do something with that, you little freak. And then Norm was like, yeah, Chairman of the Board. And board is B-O-R-E-D. Nigga, I lost my fucking mind.
That's good.
I think Carrot Top still don't fuck with that dude. Or is Carrot Top dead too, since we just killing people?
Nah, he alive, I think. Right. I mean, so he's career dead, but... He alive.
Career poison. He called it box office poison. That's box office poison. Ew. He got famous. You said what?
How did he get famous? I don't even know what he's famous for.
Being one of them Vegas sideshow acts, because that was around the time that, like, you know, they still had like Siegfried and Roy and who was the other one? Gallagher, who used to be smashing the watermelon. Man, Carrot Top basically started off as being Gallagher, I think. That's when I first met him. He was just smashing crazy shit like Gallagher.
Gotcha. So that's a Simpsons side show vibe. Okay.
And then Penn and Teller around that time, too. Man, back in the day, dog, I think, I don't know if it's still like that now, but like Vegas, man, if you got a residency in Vegas, nigga, you could eat. You was like making good money. You was like making like the type of money where you could just do that shit for a couple years and just retire and be cool. As long as you ain't got like no fucking drug habit or nothing. So did Lex Luger kill Miss Elizabeth?
So quote unquote. She died of an overdose painkillers. They said they ruled it as an accidental death.
Hmm. Was Lex Luger around though? Was she still dating him or living with him?
Yeah, it was in the same house. He called the cops, said she wasn't breathing.
Damn, dog. She got that man. R.I.P. man. Speaking of overdoses, damn, bro. R.I.P. man. R.I.P. man. This happened. I didn't realize how long ago this was. It was 13 years ago. 13 years ago this week. Pimp C passed, man, due to a drug overdose or alleged drug overdose.
That was that lean, man. He had a heart attack, didn't he?
It was like lean, and then they said it was probably came from like years of him drinking lean, even though he stopped doing that. But then, you know, he was on cocaine. He was a coke addict for a minute, and then they said, I think, depending on the reports you listen to, they talking about they found like pills in his system. And then Pimp C had sleep apnea too. So that's already rolling a dice with sleep apnea anyway. And yeah, he got found dead. Man, it's just kind of like you don't really realize how young people were. Pimp C was only 33 years old when he passed, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was way older than that. And I'm like looking at that shit and I'm like, nigga, I'm 36, like, and it's just like you think about these people like Pac or whatever. Like Pac was like in his early, late 20s when he passed, wasn't it? Same thing with Biggie.
I think that motherfucker was 25, 24.
Man, them motherfuckers was so young, dog. You think about like Sam Cooke or whatever, like when the age he was when he passed. It's just like kind of like crazy when you look at that shit and then you look at us and we just like, damn, dog, I'm older than them dudes was when they passed. And for me, it kind of get kind of morbid because I'd be like, nigga, I don't want to die, dog. Like, not like that.
Not too early, man. I know it's going to happen, but not that damn early. Like, when stay out the gang shit. Like, don't fake it. To fake it. Because they try to end up like Pac.
And that's what happened to people, man. They end up faking it, man, and then they end up coming full circle, like Casanova or like Tekashi. And then they get hit with RICO charges, and everybody, I want to see how people gonna act, because from everything that, you know, people who I guess know about like law and shit like that have been saying, they like, yeah, Casanova probably ain't gonna come home for like at least 10 to 15 with the evidence they got on him, because it ain't the fact that he did dirt. The niggas that he was associating with, who associated with some other niggas, they did dirt. And then that's when they do like these RICO cases. They just do like a big wide ass net. If you got any kind of affiliation, I don't care if it's like 6 degrees of separation, nigga, you coming in too. Because all they really looking for at this point is for somebody to tell. Now I want to see if Casanova does, if Casanova do snitch. I don't know if he will or not or whatever. From what everybody's saying, he ain't that type of dude. But if he does snitch, then what? Then what y'all gonna do or whatever? Like, cause everybody holding Tekashi up is like a bitch ass nigga. But you know, when you find out that when motherfuckers get faced with like that time, and it's gonna like affect their families and shit, it's like, dude, I'm not gonna be able to see my kids for how many years? I'm not gonna be able to be free for how long? Nigga, fuck that. I ain't had nothing to do with all that other shit. I was just a motherfucking music artist. I'm telling.
Yeah, they gonna tell. I'm telling you, they gonna tell. I watched it 60 days in. They gonna tell. And the people in there talk too much. After a while, they get comfortable with you. They start talking, and you don't know who you talking to.
Yep.
That's how they get these motherfuckers in there.
All the time.
You know what? Somebody you doing a crime with gonna snitch. They can't help it. I don't think there's a way for you not to snitch. From what I've seen, like these cops got they professionals.
Motherfuckers like being the star of the movie. So, and that's the biggest thing. Like you need to be like a humble dude that's just gonna sit back and not say anything. Them the type of dudes that don't get caught, the type of dudes that like to make like that quiet money. You got too many motherfuckers, as soon as they get a couple dollars in their pocket, they running around telling everybody about it.
Mm-hmm. Like they get these expensive whips. I'm like, you still staying in the gutter of the hood?
Exactly. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Exactly. Like Frank Lucas, he discovered that shit out.
Right. Man. Yeah, dude. And it's, yeah, man. Motherfuckers be trying to make themselves out to like they the biggest drug dealer of all time and shit like that. And that's where a lot of people got a problem with Jeezy. And that's what, like, Pimp C had a problem with Jeezy. He was like, look, man, I know BMF. Like, I knew you was around BMF and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know Meech and Larry and all them cats or whatever. And we used to hang out in Atlanta all the time when I lived there. But he was like, come on, dog. You giving out these motherfucking fake ass drug numbers. Because, you know, Jeezy was the dude, also Mr. 17.5 or whatever. And, you know, he was just like, and Pimp Paul argument was like, nigga, they ain't even going for, he did a song when he was talking about that. He was like, dude, nah, that work ain't going for no 17.5 nowhere in the South, nigga. You get shot and tell a nigga to pay that much.
Yep.
And he even took shots at like Young Buck. He was like, look, man, I got love for you, but ain't nobody paying no 10 grand for bricks in Tennessee. I know shit sound cute when you're talking about some yeah, cash, you know, 10 a key. Nigga, nobody's paying 10 racks, man, for no motherfucking for a motherfucking brick in no part of Tennessee. Cause niggas ain't got money like that. Oh man. All right. Anything you want to hit in sports?
Man. Fuck y'all Steelers fans, I don't care. Y'all could be
damn
whatnot. Talking trash, talk about the Chiefs been in it. They've been playing easy teams this whole time and the Steelers division is hard.
Man, I will say this, dude. At this point, I think everybody got an easy schedule. If you want to like the top echelon teams, you got an easy schedule. Because with these motherfuckers having to put on the COVID list left and right, the NFL is limping to the finish line.
Yep.
Like, what the Ravens had like almost 20 players out or some shit like that, something crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all talk about the Ravens getting beat. I'm like, they have their whole team. I mean, look, the Steelers almost lost to the Cowboys third string team.
Nigga, the Steelers almost still lost that game to the damn Ravens. That's what my man Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin got some he got some good Booker T eyes too. He was like, hey, we play like a motherfucking JV team.
And y'all talking about some, if y'all meet Kansas City and the Buck, man, y'all ain't gonna make it. I mean, in the Super Bowl, y'all ain't gonna make it.
They'll meet in the playoffs because they're in the same conference. But I feel what you're saying. Hey, man, look, I ain't got no team. I'm kind of like default being a Kansas City Chiefs fan because I want to see my guy Will be happy because I like to feel happy.
Team saying, like, it's just Rams. I'm like, we ain't got no other Missouri team. I ain't finna root for no out-of-state team. We technically got a football team. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere in Missouri.
Right. I would be remiss, though, if I did not say I am happy that the Steelers are doing good, even though I fucking hate Ben Roethlisberger. I think that this motherfucker, man, look, just look it up, dog. Ben Roethlisberger, where there's smoke, there's fire. It's like 10 chicks who'd accuse this nigga of rape. If we gonna say Bill Cosby was a rapist because all these women came out, and I still believe he was, because I be trying to choose to believe women. And I'm like, that's too many women for them all to be lying. So I need to look at Ben Roethlisberger too, though.
That's true.
I'm just saying, if we're gonna keep it fair, he need to get looked at too.
I was about to say, because them Steelers fans was quiet last year. Fucking.
I mean, yeah, but man, fans of every team be quiet though when their team ain't winning.
No.
Nigga, don't do that, dog. Cause you, nigga, you see, I ain't say shit about I'll say shit about the Rockets unless you ask me about it. Cause I'm like, I don't want to talk about that shit.
Man,
I do, but you know what? One of the main reasons why I do fuck with Pittsburgh, it's Mike Tomlin, dude, because we ain't got that many black head coaches. And then the fact that motherfuckers be trying to shit on Mike Tomlin, like Mike Tomlin is a top head coach, has been a top head coach in the NFL for over a decade.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of, you know, saying I will, you know, I ain't about to go and grab like one of them damn terrible towels and, you know, start playing Wiz Khalifa and shit like that or whatever, or Mac Miller. But, you know, I mean, if it comes down to it, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if them niggas win it all or some shit. I'm just enjoying smiling because a black head coach doing something.
Right. Speaking of sports, on the Xbox or the EA, hey, these motherfuckers did. They dropped NHL 94 on that mug.
No shit.
Hell yeah. It's on the Game Pass. EA Play is included in the Game Pass now. $14.99 a month.
Dude, they need to put that NCAA football on Game Pass too, man, because, nigga, I love that game so much. I'm still strongly considering going to go buy Xbox 360 because that was the last console it was on. And
first of all,
see if I can find a copy on eBay that ain't like over $100.
Wait, don't fight. I think your best bet is going to GameStop. It might be 60 there. They have it.
That game was so good, dog. Man, I missed them college football video games, man. That was my shit.
That's because the rules was different.
That was my shit, dude. I like doing that recruiting shit or whatever. I would always recruit myself to Florida State. I'd be the motherfucking quarterback, nigga. I won the Heisman 4 straight years because, of course, I ain't trying to come out early because I want to dominate all 4 years. Then transfer my play over to Madden, and then me and Madden breaking all them records, man. Hey, man. Kids don't understand how motherfucking big of a deal that shit was to us back then.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
To put ourselves in the game? Nigga, come on, dog.
See, y'all was all... I was up here playing Game Day and shit on PlayStation.
Instead I remember Madden. Game Day. I
was playing Game Day like a bug until they switched studios, and I'm like, oh, it's terrible now.
I was playing Madden all the way up until, what was that, the ESPN NFL, back when, what was that, the Genesis or the Dreamcast, when they had those games.
See, I guess I was playing Madden on Sega, but then when the PlayStation came out, I wasn't playing any EA games. I was just playing the sports games that was on there. We had NBA Live. That's the only EA game I was playing.
I mean, you missed a good era in Madden, though, with that first-gen PlayStation, dude, because that was the Madden where they had the motherfucking the ambulance drive onto the field to get you when you got fucked up.
I remember seeing that. My neighbor had that game because they added they had put the rock bottom in the game. That shit was so get up out of that, like, you got hit by that rock bottom, it was a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Man. Shit, what else going on in sports? Oh, Earl Spence defeated Mikey Garcia last night. Unanimous decision.
That motherfucker like 6 foot something and 100-something pounds. How?
So that was, I can't even say that was a tune-up fight or whatever, because Mikey Garcia is still, you know, he's still good. He's still respectable. It wasn't like he was fighting a fucking tomato can. And now, you know, we're gonna go ahead and see. We're gonna see if we finally get this. We finally get Earl Spence versus my man Bud Crawford.
Spence probably coming out of that round with the dub.
Probably, but you know what, man? I just want to see it, dude. I'm just like, dude, I hate that speculation shit or whatever of like, yeah, this is what happened. Like, dude, y'all both are fighting. Y'all both are kind of in, sort of still in y'all primes or whatever. You can make an argument that Crawford is kind of tailing off. But I'm just like, nigga, just go ahead and fight. I don't want to see y'all be like Roy and Mike, you know, 20 years later talking about some, yeah, let's fight.
Man, hold up. Fuck all that. What's going on with the heavyweights? Tyson Fury, man. Like, it was all like when Wilder had the belt, I felt like he was fighting almost every couple months.
He was.
And this cat, Tyson Fury, got the belt. We ain't hear nothing about that class.
Tyson Fury is awesome. Tyson Fury, he doing like that old school heavyweight shit, you know, back in like the mid 90s, I think, when that shit first started happening, where motherfuckers just ain't fighting you no more. Motherfuckers just like, nope, I ain't taking that fight. But they was just scared of Mike or whatever. Like, these motherfuckers just be like, I don't know. Like, I might lose. I might win. I don't know. Like, going against Mike, you knew you was just there. You was just there to get knocked out and get your chick.
Right. Ruiz and Johnson need to fight again and break that tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Hell, Fury and Wilder need to fight again to break theirs.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What's going on, man? He get the belt and nothing. I mean, Wilder, he got the belt. We were seeing him fight. Like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, he was fighting multiple times a year. Yeah, that's one thing I did enjoy about Wilder.
He was entertaining. Mm-hmm. Like, up until the fight. Like, this dude, Tyson Fury, you don't hear nothing from him. It's boring.
I think, man, it's just like the fight game politics or whatever. That's one thing I do like about UFC. Because you can't do that shit. You can't do all that ducking shit in UFC. if you the motherfucking champ, like, okay, fine. If y'all want to fight them, that's cool. You need to relinquish that belt there.
Man, that's how you giving your whole paycheck to charity and not boxing? Yeah, you know, the Gypsy King was giving his paycheck, his fight money to charity, and you not boxing. You know, how you staying? Yeah. How you not broke?
Inquiring minds want to know.
You need to be fighting, my guy, because I want to see the heavyweight. I want to see if you can live up to that like streak. You need to fight Wilder again. Maybe Wilder getting better, hopefully.
I would hope he would, right? Because if he ain't got better, then he might as well not even take that damn fight.
But what's crazy to me is Lomachenko, man, this dude lost his fight. I still ain't got over that. I'm like, damn, man. Who else need to fight? Javante Davis need to get back in the ring. I think win.
Didn't he get into an accident or something? No, you know what? No, that was Earl I'm thinking about.
Tekashi at the strip club or something like that.
Oh, God.
He just wanted to be left alone. I think Tekashi was talking his trash, and then Javante got on social media and blast him out. And you didn't hear nothing from Tekashi after that.
Well, I think that wasn't that around the time where Tekashi got into that. Was starting to have the first of his legal troubles, though, too.
This is recent.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, because they ain't like Tekashi is scared to troll motherfuckers, because
here's my thing. I don't know why all these people like, I let a boxer hit me, man. I want some money. If I was him,
nigga, I'm suing. I registered.
These boxers registered.
They're gonna be like AJ Johnson. Yeah, dog. Man. Something else that went on in sports or whatever, man. Russell Westbrook got traded. He got traded for John Wall. The Rockets got back John Wall and a first round draft pick.
Yeah, that's
a
lot of them. But to the Wizards, dog.
Yeah.
That's sad, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
How you put him on the Wizards? Did he agree to that? I'd have quit and came back. So I'm like, I'm retired, man. Don't put me on the Wizards. Is this punishment or something? That's not right. It's not right at all.
Yeah, he ain't got no choice. He had.
Man, everybody got a choice, I guess.
Maybe I think not. Well, he ain't had no choice because he ain't had no trade clause in there. And then on top of that, Russ was making like 40 million per year until 2023. So you got to make them, because, you know, they got the salary cap and stuff, so you got to make them numbers match up. And that's why when it was first announced that he was going to leave, I'm like, nigga, they can't trade him for nobody, so somebody with another big-ass contract. Or they was going to get multiple pieces back, but wasn't nobody really willing to trade multiple pieces. Now, if they would have had held out a little bit. Healed from it, so we'll see. We'll see what happened in Houston this year. I don't think James gonna get traded before the start of the year. So we're gonna see what that backcourt looks like with John Wall and James Harden. Then the Rockets also signed Boogie Cousins. That might be like a year or two too late, because I wanted them to get Boogie like a few years ago. But we'll see. John Wall and Boogie got history from playing in college together, so we'll see.
Yeah. Your mic was cutting out. I can tell your connection dropping. People must be up in your household right now on the internet. Dude, where the signal don't reach out to the garage no more. I'd be hating that shit. But yeah, everybody use the damn internet now. I had to put everybody on their own little connection.
Yeah, my thought back a week comes from Big Mike. off of his 1997 release, Still Serious.
Mm-hmm.
All a Dream.
You still hear me?
You remember that joint? Yeah, I can still hear you. You remember that joint?
Yeah, I remember that.
That joint. That joint started like with that motherfucking guitar. That dum, 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 dum. and then had the classic R&B chorus hook being sung by just some chick who probably was fucking either Mike or fucking the producer. It was like, yeah, I'm gonna let you go ahead and get on the track.
You ain't getting no money because she paid in.
Nigga, they didn't even, okay, my connection back good now. They didn't even, they don't even like say featuring so-and-so. They just had these chicks just sing. They don't include them on any of the writing credits or nothing. They just that's some chick that like.
That's what happened to Olivia.
Did it?
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, she had hits already in the making. And just because 50 didn't do it, he said no. You know, Missy Elliott wrote and helped her with some songs to get put out, and they never 50 never released them. And you know what 50 did? He petty. Because, you know, Olivia kept coming to him about it. She was talking about this on the interview. This dude went out and said she and love her and Missy Elliott got a relationship together.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Because she was mad.
So it ain't no secret that I really don't fuck with 50. Like, I've never, like, I don't understand or whatever. The 50 was like the first Tekashi. And I'm like, if y'all hate Tekashi, why come y'all don't hate 50? Like, everything 50 be doing, though, people be trying to find so funny. And I'm like, that nigga's fucking petty, and he's petty, he's vindictive. And come on, dog. Like y'all like people like this? Because I know y'all don't like people like this in y'all personal life.
I guess the entertainer life, when you just scrolling down, like, ha-ha, that motherfucker funny.
That's what I'm saying, though. Why we'll be doing the same? Why we'll shoot Tekashi the same bill? I'm talking about even pre-Fed case and everything. Motherfuckers like, nah, I don't like that kid. He need to go home somewhere with that shit.
That's because he was ganging. I was laughing at this shit. I'm like, see, y'all. I thought, I didn't think he had any clapbacks, but every time he come after and he got something for you, I'd be like, okay, this dude can hold his own. You see Snoop didn't come back after. He checked Snoop, and I was like, dang. He put your business out there, and he got quiet. So I'm like I keep saying before, y'all better leave that dude alone. Let him be.
Yeah.
But I see we have technical difficulties. I don't have no throwback of the week. This week.
Can you hear me?
What you say?
Get your shout outs.
Hey, I just heard you just cut back in. I'm sitting here like, I keep going.
See, yeah, let's go. Hey, get your shout out.
Hey, thank y'all for listening. This is the morning show.
You go ahead, get up out of here.
Listen to it in the afternoon. I ain't got no shots today, man. Look, stay in the holiday spirit. Tell these motherfuckers to fuck off.
So don't be just making it like, oh, I can't get XYZ for my kids, or I ain't get XYZ from whoever.
Right.
And she wants me to